Kathy. I'm Sweet Tina. Thank you for coming.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm extremely excited to be playing Carnegie Hall on November 12th as part of my 80-city Like a Boss tour. 80 cities, I'm not quite sure what I was thinking, but I will be bringing to Carnegie Hall, you know, a little of the flavor that 80 cities includes. It's going to be all new material, no matter how many times you've seen me before, if you've seen me in any of my television specials or whatever. I'm still going to be bringing you stories about my dream to be President Trump's new campaign manager, because I really, you know, think he's got some very solid plans for the country. And I say that as a comic, not as a citizen. And I'll be bringing the personal touch. You know, I'm not going to be talking about airline peanuts or the differences between cats and dogs. I will be inviting New York's own Anderson Cooper. Let's see if he has, you know, the nerve to show up. Or if he shows up maybe in like a plastic mustache and a wig. I don't know. Which brings me to Caitlin. Look, it's Caitlin's world, and we're all just living in it or swirling around it. So we'll be talking about all things Caitlin, and I cannot wait to stand there on stage at your very own Carnegie Hall and just let the fur fly. And that's not a dig at PETA. It's just an expression.
What is it like performing in New York City?
Well, there's no venue like Carnegie Hall, first of all. So New Yorkers are great audience members because they're smart, they don't put up with any BS, and luckily I'm not bringing any. So I'm not going to be holding back on the fact that I'm upset that Tyga didn't get me a birthday present the way he got Kylie Jenner, apparently several birthday presents. One of them is just merely a social media pic where he said that Kylie is the dopest, and I just feel hurt by that. I feel like, why can't Tyga say I'm the dopest? You know, we've never even met. He shouldn't say he knows who's dopest until he's actually met me. And, you know, I also know that New York audiences are going to appreciate the night that I took my genuine heterosexual boyfriend backstage to see New York's own Lady Gaga and the one and only Tony Bennett. And we had a backstage moment that was so unique, I have to bring that moment to Carnegie Hall, because only the New York audiences are going to get all the details of that. Not to mention when I recently went to see, once again, New York's own Bette Midler, went backstage and had to wait in line to say hello to the Divine Miss M. And I was waiting backstage with Fergie. Yeah, I'm name dropping, because in the actual dressing room was Bette and none other than Barbara freaking Streisand. So, you know, if you come to see me at Carnegie, I'm going to give you the real dirt, who's doing what, who's naughty, who's nice, and I'm not going to hold back about my opinions about anyone who's, you know, been arrested that day. I wouldn't mind being arrested. I would like to be so vulgar and profane at Carnegie Hall that I would actually like to end up in jail that night. Then I'd have a celebrity mugshot. I'd have two Emmys, a Grammy, and a celebrity mugshot. That's even closer to getting me to the EGOT. And only in the Big Apple can I do that.
That's great. And is there anything that in specific that you're excited about for this comedy festival?
Well, of course I love being part of the comedy festival because it's so great that people still support live comedy. And, you know, 10 years ago, everybody in Hollywood was saying, well, live performing is going to go away because it's all about the internet and everybody watching everything on their cell phones. And I said, no, television is never leaving. People aren't going to watch the Super Bowl on their cell phone. And live performing cannot be replaced. So, you know, like I said, I'm doing 80 cities on my Like a Boss tour, but to stand there at Carnegie, that can't be replicated. And look, I've loved doing all my TV specials. I'll do more, obviously. But what I love about the Comedy Festival is everyone coming to my show or whomever they're going to go see, they understand that that energy between the performer, or in my case, the inappropriate wrong lady who said things that she should apologize for but won't, that is a special energy. So I love that people get it, and that live experience will never go away. And neither will I. Cher and I are, you know, the cockroaches that will survive the apocalypse. So you might as well come see me at Carnegie while you can. And just please bring an open mind.
Huh, that's Great. Talking about the other comics, are there any other comics that you're excited to see?
Well, of course, I'm going to go see the female comics first because, you know, chicks aren't funny, except that we are. So, of course, I have, you know, a little bit of a bias for the ladies of comedy. So I'm going to go see whomever I can. I mean, one of the great things about being part of the festival is I get to go see the other acts because when I tour, I just tour by myself. I don't have, like, an opener. I don't do a lineup. It's just an evening with. So if you come see me at Carnegie, it's just me. And I also have a stand-up comedy disorder, which means, like I did a show last night in San Francisco, and I accidentally did over 2 hours, which, you know, I hope you're in the mood to laugh because I'm in the mood to talk. I also sometimes won't stop my show until someone storms out in a huff because I feel that it is a comic's job to push the envelope and move the line and then cross it, which I pride myself in doing. So, yes, I will certainly see whomever else I can see when I'm there. I will be honest, though, and this is the beauty of touring. So I'm doing Carnegie Thursday, November 12th. The very next night, I have to be at the Horseshoe Casino in Elizabeth, Indiana. Don't judge. And then the next night, I'll be performing in Clinton Township, Michigan. And frankly, I'm not even sure where that is. So if I can, I will see as much of the festival as possible. But when you're doing 80 cities in a year, you're lucky to just, like, get a cup of coffee.
That's true. I could relate to a busy lifestyle there. We were talking about an audience.
I love it.
Yeah. You were talking about your audience and wanting somebody to walk away. What are you really expecting from your atmosphere when you're here?
Well, the atmosphere at Carnegie is so unique because you walk out on that stage, the acoustics are so fantastic. I mean, I know technically it's a music venue, but for me, it's a dream. You barely need a microphone. And what I like is I feel like when I get to play Carnegie, the audience shows up knowing they're going to leave feeling a little bit dirty. So, you know, this is an audience that goes to comedy clubs, they go to theater, they go to the symphony, they go to opera, and yet they know that when they come to see the Kathy Griffin show, and I'll talk about myself in the third person. You know, I halfway to an EGOT, it's very common to do that. But anyway, they know what they're in for. There are going to be nervous laughs, which I enjoy. Sometimes I like an uncomfortable gasp, but mostly I actually like a belly laugh. So what's fun about playing Carnegie is I actually embrace the idea of going way too far at such a classy and iconic venue. I mean, I've had, like, the union guys in the wings of Carnegie, as I walk off, say to me, "I can't believe you said that." And that's how I know I've won.
That's
when
great.
Lefty from the union is shocked.
That's great, Kathy. I think I've asked all my questions. If there's anything else that you want to add about how if you're excited to come to New York City, now would be a good time, but I think I got everything.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that no matter how many times you've seen me, I swear to you that Thursday, November 12th at Carnegie Hall is going to be all new material. And I also feel the more I do stand-up and the more I tour, I get more inappropriate. So if you think that, like, I've mellowed or I'm going to hold back now, no, I've actually gotten more offensive. So if you're in the mood for negativity and vulgarity and letting loose, then please, I am your one-stop shopping. Come see me at Carnegie Hall, Kathy Griffin, November 12th.
Kathy, you've been a delight. Thank you so much.
You're a doll. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much,
Kathy.
Regina.
Have a
good one.
Day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, you too.